Hello, this is David Mack. Join me every weekday morning after the news at 10 for Coffee Break, where we take a look behind the scenes at all your favourite artists, right here on 2NUR FM 103.7. They've recorded hit songs written by Harry Nilsson, Paul Williams and Leo Sayer. The band featured three lead singers. Although it's not known, many people think their biggest hit is called Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. Hi, it's David Mack with Three Dog Night for Coffee Break. Three Dog Night featured three singers, Danny Hutton, Corey Wells and Chuck Negron. The band's name comes from a magazine article about Indigenous Australians, in which it was explained that cold nights they customarily sleep in a hole in the ground while embracing a dog. On colder nights, they would sleep with two dogs. And if the night was freezing, it was a three-dog night.
What if you could get a bunch of people together that were all individually really great, but then when you see it together, it adds a whole different thing to it. Not where you get one really strong personality and everybody else is kind of backing him up. So that was kind of the concept in my head when we got together, was let's find the best. When I saw Corey at the Whiskey, I just said, oh, this guy's major vocal talent. We met on the Sonny and Cher tour, and that kind of got it moving. But every musician in the group is incredible, too.
Their first release was One, which had been written and recorded by Harry Nilsson.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
One was a number one hit in Australia for Johnny Farnham. Success continued for the band with three number one songs, each of which featured a different lead singer. Joy to the World was sung by Chuck Negron on lead, Black and White was sung by Danny Hutton on lead, and Mama Told Me Not to Come was sung with Corey Nilsson on lead.
Try to do the best song you can do, and if you write it, that's even better. So that's what we did. We had to go out and find them, the songs. They weren't dropped in our lap.
Mama Told Me Not to Come was written by Randy Newman. After hitting gold with the Hoyt Axton-penned Joy to the World, the band also hit with his Never Been to Spain.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it.
That song, Hoyt invited Corey, who is a fisherman and outdoorsman, up to someplace in the mountains that he had. So he kind of had Corey trapped for 2 days. But so they do stuff in the daytime, and then he pull out the old guitar and I say, well, what do you think of this? And so that's where Corey heard this song. It was presented to Corey. Elvis invited us to Vegas on the way home, and I was just too sick to go, but Corey went, so he was in the audience, and they dedicated the song and all that stuff. So
by 1976, their run of hit records had ended and Danny Hutton left the band. It's Three Dog Night for Coffee Break.